Plein air painters are used to working against the clock. After all, they're trying to capture an image that's continually changing in front of them. Their art calls for a special set of skills that'll be on display this coming week on Maui when plein air specialists converge on the Valley Isle to take part in the 10th annual Maui Plein Air Painting Invitational. Ronaldo Macedo is a participating artist, one of the event's founders, and he joins us by phone from his studio. Good morning, Ronaldo.
Good morning, Chris.
You know, I always wonder how you folks do it, because every time you look up, the thing you're looking at is different, right?
Yeah, especially that, well, the light is different. Usually the scene is, you know, stays the same, but the light does change and the shadows change, yes.
And as those shadows change, how do you decide which version of the light, you know, which movement of the light you want to keep as your finished product?
Well, usually, you know, the usual approach is you record your shadows as fast as possible. So if they recede or if they elongate, you got an initial composition with the shadows and you kind of leave it alone. You don't keep chasing it. So if you start that way, then, you know, usually the sky and some other things kind of stay the same, but the shadows definitely are the ones that will change. And then your lights or your highlights can always be added on later. But if you want to record them in the beginning as well, that helps also.
So there's really, you have to kind of approach each canvas, I would think, with almost a strategy of what to do first, what to do next, that kind of thing, huh?
Yeah, you do, especially if you're painting early in the morning or late in the afternoon. If you're painting in the middle of the day, things don't change as dramatically. Or if
sure.
you're painting on a cloudy day, things don't change. So you have a lot more time, and you can usually tell that the artist, that, you know, when you come across an artist painting on location on a gray day or on the middle of the day, they usually have a little bit more time to talk to you and kind of take time off the painting.
Sure. But, you know, I know certainly photographers go for that. The first couple of hours of the day and the last couple of hours, the magic hours, because of the way the light is, yeah?
Yeah, that's usually the most, you know, most exciting time for us to paint. The morning does, it can have that golden effect, but I think the sunsets, the afternoon light between 4 and 6 here in Hawaii are pretty golden. The morning has a little bit more coolness to it, I think.
Yeah.
But it's a very, you know, usually it's a really clear light, and it is. It's probably the most exciting time of the morning to paint, like between 6:37 to about 9 o'clock, 9:30.
I see a lot more blue in that early morning light as opposed to late afternoon light, more orange and gold with the sunset. I don't know why that is.
I think so, too. I think that a lot of times here in Hawaii in the mornings, the sky is a little bit more clear because the clouds have kind of dissipated overnight.
Yeah.
And I think the light filtering through is a lot more clear. And as the clouds build during the day, things get a little bit more, you know, more dramatic.
I've also, Ronaldo, just looking at skylines in recent weeks, especially seen a big difference between a day when there's a lot of fog and a day after a heavy rain, which seems to have cleared it out of the sky.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, all over the country or the world, you have conditions that change like that. But here in Hawaii, I think I feel really gifted because you do have regular trade wind pattern days, and then you have these winter fog days. And usually the fog kind of it's before a cold front comes through. So in a couple of days, we'd be painting kind of this warm orange light. And then the front comes through, and you get this really crisp, clear air with the north winds, you know. And so, like within 1 week, you can have really, really different kind of paintings.
Yeah, one has a kind of a diffuse, almost like a diffusion filter look. And the other is crystal clear. Big difference, yeah.
Yeah, that's something that the mainland has more to offer. We call it atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Hawaii, when everything is really clear, you can look across from Lahaina across to Molokai or Lanai, and you can see a lot of detail on the island when it's clear. And when there's a little bit more fog in the sky, it really goes back in space. And so when things go back in space, it does give the artist, you know, more to play with. When things are really clear, the artist almost has to invent a little bit of a space to kind of differentiate the layers as they go into the distance. And in the mainland, people get that more naturally, you know, because there's more, I think there's more pollution in the air.
Yeah.
So it's more common, yeah.
Well, you know, all the things you're saying to me, Rinaldo, really speak to a very detailed practice of observation before you've even put a brush to the canvas, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I've been painting since I was about 17 in oils. I've been painting in oils since about 17. And I have gone to school. I did go to college and major in art. So I'm kind of used to studying and used to getting together with other fellow artists and talking about, you know, how to approach things, how to deal with different light, how to deal with different challenges. And it's a really ongoing learning situation.
Sure.
And every time we go out, you know, you're always challenged by something. And sometimes you do a great painting and you're really excited, and sometimes you're really humbled. You know, you go out and you just get kicked, you know, and it's a really, you come back to the studio with this terrible painting, but there's a, you know, a really big lesson, you know, that has taken place. So
you have to just get back out there, and in part I guess conditions dictate your result. Yeah,
conditions, and also you know, the elements around the town. You know, if you're setting up, you may be setting up to paint a beach scene, and it just happens that day there's a big party at the beach and they put up a big tent, you know, covering the whole area that you're about to paint. Or you're about to paint a boat at the harbor and all of a sudden the boat leaves, or a big boat comes in front. So there's a lot of challenges besides the weather that we encounter, and you just deal with it, you know.
Keeps you alert, I bet, Rinaldo. Thanks very much for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you.
Rinaldo Macedo is a participating artist in and one of the founders of the 10th Annual Maui Plein Air Painting Invitational, which starts Sunday and runs for a week at several locations, including the Lahaina Jodo Mission, Montage Kapalua Bay, and Pioneer Inn. You can get details through our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.